This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to take advantage of. And joining us right now from the Ron Edwards American Experience and the Edwards Notebook, we have Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And they're outside the window today because it's not as cold as what it's been. So everybody is standing in line waiting to get into the brand new hotel next door where it's warmer inside it is outside. But then you would expect that, right?
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Yes, indeed.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I've waited all night long to talk about this person with you. Her name is Cynthia Johnson. Who is she?
Well, she's a representative, Detroit representative, very decently woman.
State representative, right? State representative.
Yes, state. Okay. Yes, she's a state rep.
Mm-hmm.
And she first came to national prominence during the hearings. Remember the hearings with folks there, you know, the voter hearings?
Right.
Fraud hearings. And Rudy Giuliani and them were, in fact, it was Rudy Giuliani who stated then that he was almost shocked at just the meanness of the folks there in Detroit at the hearing. And she was one of those people, and she showed up on national television there. She had to be gaveled several times. But anyway, yesterday, I happened to see a nice video of this beastly woman, female, basically threatening the Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And she has, I think she's gotten a slap on the wrist. She's been taken off of committees, you know, in the House, in the Michigan House and all of that. But I think she should be booted out of there. But I'm going to tell you something, Captain. She's representative of the attitude of a lot of people in certain areas in Michigan. They think they're bad. You know what? And it's just a pervasive attitude.
Well,
a lot of leftists.
I heard that they were going to try to censure her next, which would make her technically ineffective as a representative.
Well, she's ineffective anyway, but yeah, that's supposed to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just, like I said, it's atypical of where she comes from, where, you know, the area that she represents. People have a bad attitude. They think they can whip everybody and say whatever they want to say. And it's just the way it is where she comes from.
Okay, well, the big story right now is obviously the 17 states who have joined Texas in the election suit amongst the pledge by Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, to intervene in the case and also join this suit. This is a big deal. We understand that Senator Ted Cruz may or may not be one of the people arguing the case in front of the Supreme Court, but this case will, in fact, appear in front of the Supreme Court justices.
And it's been brought to my attention that I think three more states, bringing it up to 20, maybe in the mix as well. This is a big deal, Captain. I think that this is it's the last big chance the Trump administration to have a chance to remain in the White House.
That's what they're calling it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge, huge amount of evidence that they all have to bring to bear. And I think this is a good way to get it in front of the Supreme Court. And I think with the current makeup of the Supreme Court, they will get a good hearing. And if the evidence is well presented,
the main gist of the case is the fact that the states that they're suing, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, unconstitutionally changed the voting laws without going through the state legislature to do it the way they needed to do it at a constitutional level. So consequently, the changes that were made in those states were unconstitutional and never should have happened.
Absolutely. And that's why I think that they're going to get a good hearing and probably a good ruling, at least with a 5-4 majority in the Supreme Court. I just believe it's going to turn out that way. Because, I mean, the evidence is so pervasive, especially here in Michigan where we saw it up close. There was so much cheating. You could, I don't know, man. It was just ridiculous. And
all
Pennsylvania
right,
as well.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back more with Ron Edwards right after we take this break. And we'll come back with a Ron Edwards, with an Edwards notebook for you. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to jump in here and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit ProtectYourMove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and Mike Gallagher is up in Georgia today. He's floating around Georgia, probably broadcasting out of Atlanta or affiliate up there, AM920 The Answer, and hello to everybody in Atlanta this morning. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the all-new Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Moss Acura is the latest in the addition to the Moss Family Automotive Group on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, Acura competes very favorably with other brands. The RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and the Apple CarPlay. Now, the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. The RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Remember, every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more value-added features, too. Veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors all receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. Remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of extra money. And now, it's time for an Edwards Notebook.
Ever since Democrat mayors and governors, like Wichmer of Michigan, began using the Corona China virus scandemic as an excuse to shut down the economy, perhaps Democrats are exhibiting a bit of truth via their own actions. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When I was a little boy, my dad warned me about those who would command, "Do as I say, not as I choose to do." For example, Dad taught me that it is wrong to steal from others, that if I want something, work to obtain it, not covet thy neighbor's stuff. Recently, Democrats and, to a lesser degree, Rhino Republicans forced particularly small businesses like beauty shops, restaurants, barbershops, and others to shut down, saying that shutting down certain businesses will slow down the Corona China virus. But a funny thing has been occurring. Leftist Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, Governor Newsom, and Michigan Governor Whitmer have enjoyed going to beauty parlors, dining at restaurants, and home gatherings while telling we the people to shut up and stay home and do as we are told. The only things the wannabe dictators have proven is that shutting down the economy does not cure a scamdemic. But voting them out may. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and there he is, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's right here on the phone right now. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
We have got our favorite question asker on the telephone line, so I'm going to bring him in here. Backgammon Bob, what is your question?
Just wanted to know what is going to happen if everything were to go perfect with these states questioning the electors. What's the final result going to be if we went in the Supreme Court, and what can they do in the Supreme Court? And the second part of that question is, could this affect the down ballot? In other words, could this affect the elections of the senators or others on that state? All right, that's it, Captain.
Thank you. First of all, this has nothing to do with the down ballot people, correct?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
All right. And second of all, what it could do, and this is my understanding, is if they agree with the state of Texas and these other states that the constitutionality was violated by these changes that were made, then these elections will be declared void as far as electors, and they will have to throw this, because it'll take it down below 270 for Joe Biden, as well as, of course, for Donald Trump, and it will throw it into the House of Representatives. That's my understanding.
And then it'll be up to the representatives to make the choices.
Yep, 50 states, one vote each, 50 votes.
Yep, and I think, last time I checked, Republicans do have a majority.
They do. They have 28 states to 22 for the Democrats. However, in three of the Republican states, the governors are Democratic, and they may, in fact, be able to change the electors over there to the Biden side, the Biden vote, so that could technically give him 25. Go 22 to 25, and then you got 25-25. Guess who casts the tie-breaking vote?
The vice president.
Speaker of the House.
Speaker, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I'm just saying, that's remote.
I mean,
that's remote.
I mean,
okay.
It comes down to a nail-biter.
Yeah, that's remote. But we got to get to the people of Georgia here, and I got to explain a couple things to them, because this is way too important. First of all, we need to get rid of the Dominion voting system. And I know there's a long-term contract in place in Georgia and this, that, and the other. But if the governor would just call the legislature back into a special session and fire the Dominion voting system and count the mail and absentee ballots by hand and get rid of Dominion altogether, that would be a significant step in the right direction, because otherwise we're going to see a lot of the same stuff we just saw, even though we know what to look for this time.
But I think the Georgia governor is compromised in some way. It's a combination. I think he's not a Trump supporter, so he's willing to throw everything under the bus, the whole country under the bus, basically, because of his disdain of Donald Trump. And I think he's could be, along with some of the other governors that I do know are Chinese concubines, meaning that there's some kind of connection there. I know.
There you go. There you go.
Compromised.
There are billions of dollars worth of trade agreements, billions of dollars worth of trade agreements that Georgia agreed to and signed when the governor and the secretary of state took a trip to China. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah. Follow the money, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that Kemp is a bad egg, and when it comes time to it, to the people need to replace him.
Yeah,
he's not a good guy. So,
and let me help the people out here, because I got some phone numbers that might help you out there. The governor's telephone number. I'm not sure if you can leave a message or not. I've been told that the line is swamped all the time. But anyway, the governor's phone number is 404-656-1776. Again, that number for the governor, Brian Kemp, 404-656-1776. The telephone number for the Speaker of the House, David Ralston, is 404-656-5020. Again, this is David Ralston, the Speaker of the House, 404-656-5020. And then there's the Senate Majority Leader, Mike Dugan, who happens to be a Republican, because they do have a majority Republican legislature up there. His number is 404-463-2478. That's 404-463-2478. That's the Senate Majority Leader in the great state of Georgia. So that's how I can help him out, by giving him those numbers and see what happens there.
Well, that's another way of finding out if they care more about what China wants or the American people. So, to another case of beat the clock, and who do you care about? And
okay.
It's going to be very interesting.
Who do you care about when it comes to Facebook? Because the United States Federal Trade Commission, 47 states are suing Facebook for monopolizing the industry that they're in. They're talking about, first of all, regulating them, and number two, they're talking about ordering them to get rid of Instagram and WhatsApp, which are two of the competitors that they bought to make, give them a monopoly when it came to the instant messaging and end of things on social media.
You know, Captain, philosophically, I don't like to see government do these kinds of things where you go in and break up companies, this, that, and the other. I like to like things to be worked from the other end, where you make the economy more competitive, where it's easier for folks to start up and compete with Facebook and bring things around that way. I think that's the better way philosophically, but I can understand why many want to take this route and break up Facebook. I understand the reasons, but I prefer it the other way.
Well, that's true, but I also know that a couple of startup companies that wanted to compete with Facebook, and people would go out there. I did it myself, and I think you did it too, a couple of social media companies, and said, hey, I'm over on such and such and so-and-so, check me out. Facebook blocked those messages. They didn't want that to get out there, so that is unfair competition.
Well, stop them from doing something like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that's with the communications, but still breaking up the company, but I believe in making things more competitive.
Yep, and then there's Twitter, but that's a story for another day.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, we will talk to you on Tuesday morning. In the meantime, look forward to hearing your Edwards Notebook on the weekend show.
Absolutely. Godspeed.
Thank you very much. That's Ron Edwards, otherwise known as Ron Edwards, on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm coming right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com.
And don't forget, you can call them 24/7 with your questions too at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Farrah and Farrah. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H. FarrahandFarrah.com. 877-245-6707. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, we're going to have a little fun right now because so many people keep asking me to play this. Here it goes again.
Absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Democrats went down to Georgia.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA, looking for votes to steal. With Biden and Devine being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
go ahead,
he
by
said
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempted another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
It's true and interact up with the pressure for people that bad to come through.
Listen, Joe.
I'm not gonna be new. I got something I gotta give you.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
True and interact up with the pressure.
Now listen, Joe.
Tell them.
Pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done.
One man, Trump ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creep each other.
Quite a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
Looks like he fell asleep as Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, now you're never going to run again. Because I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump's way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
The Dems went down to Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, and Nevada. How about that one? Now, I'm not exaggerating here, folks. I guarantee you I had over 1,000 requests when I got to the show, the email to the show, to play that again. So that was for everybody that wanted to hear it. And you just can't make that stuff up. That's great, but it's serious. What's going on in Georgia is serious. And you folks up there, you got to get it right. There's way too much at stake. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity here to, again, understand what it is that's going on here. If the Democrats get control of the Senate, first of all, they're going to pack the Supreme Court with four more leftist judges. Their words, not mine. They're also going to admit Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia state stated that they were going to do that. They're going to pack the Senate along with four new Democratic senators and the House with nine new Democratic congressmen. They're also going to raise your taxes at will because it's already been stated out there that, I'm going to get rid of the Trump tax cut and people need to pay their fair share and all that other nonsense you hear out there. Not to forget about the Green Deal and all this other crap that's out there with the squad and their cronies. But he's also going to repeal the 60-vote requirement, which is to get anything passed in the Senate, to get it even to the floor, you have to have 60 votes. Otherwise, it won't happen. That's all the stuff that's going to happen. And when it does, we're going to lose the protections that we have to stop or slow down the agenda of the other side of the aisle. Now, it is so important that you folks up there in Georgia understand that you need to vote, regardless of your party affiliation. You need to vote. You need to vote for America. America. And again, let me give you some phone numbers, because the governor could call the legislature in a session right now and get rid of the Dominion voting system and count all the mail and absentee ballots by hand so that there wouldn't be any ballots going through a machine or anything like that. Think about that for a minute. All right, and let me drift over real quick to Mary. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. I wanted to ask one question. The vote in Pennsylvania, it's really hard to believe that they would not address that fracking issue, because you know that's going to happen if Biden wins. So it does, the vote doesn't make sense up there. And the second thing is, can't this police thing in Minnesota, or Minneapolis, doesn't make sense.
$8 million they're going to take out of the budget.
Didn't the people that live there have a voice in that vote?
They already did. It was called the election. They had a chance to vote for their city councilmen and women, and apparently they voted people in that still adhere to this policy.
It still seems like it'd have to be on a referendum or something.
Nope. Mm-mm. This is the people, the council, that's putting this through, city council.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, yep. And, again, the defund the police movement, if you don't think it's alive, go check out the headlines coming out of Minneapolis-St. Paul, where they're cutting $8 million in the budget and laying off 138 police officers at a time when they need them because of all the stuff that seems to be happening again. Crime, hello, crime. And let's not forget the fact that the governors in some of these states now, as well as the mayors in some of these cities, are going, well, we're going to have to raise our taxes because we got people moving out, and the folks that are here are just going to help out and make up the difference. No, they don't. No, they don't. Stop doing the craziness you're doing, and you wouldn't have the people leaving. Portland, Seattle. Gee whiz. Think about that for a second. And by the way, we've got affiliates in both those cities, so I'm talking directly to you. Take control of your situation. You people that are up there, take control. Don't let the other side ruin your great states. Portland, what are they going to do? Well, they've got another autonomous zone that's been created there. Yeah, right. Go in there and take a bulldozer and push those people right out and into the river. Think I'm kidding? I'm not. Autonomous zone in the middle of Portland again. That's ridiculous. All you're doing is destroying your city over and over and over and over again. Now, I don't live there, but I can sure render an opinion, and the opinion is you got to get control of this situation, you folks up there in those cities, and do what needs to be done. Just like Georgia, you need to take control of the situation. You are in charge. Your votes count. Get out there and vote. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Final segment of today's program, the Thursday show, brought to you by our good friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, they've been there for a number of years, and the great thing about them is all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores that are going to try to sell you something that's made in Timbuktu or China or Korea or God knows wherever, okay, they aren't going to service your account. They are not going to take care of you. You're going to be off on your own. And Dominique's Blinds and Decor will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. And all you got to do is stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road, see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345, and they'll come to you. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. By the way, my friends down there in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, hope everybody's doing well down there. Janet and Dean and the gang down there. And don't forget, you can stop by the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, too, down there, and get the Big Captain's Club sandwich. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It is loaded up and great food. I'm looking forward to maybe scooting down there over the weekend and grabbing a sandwich to go or something like that after I eat one while I'm there. I'm thinking about it anyway. How's that? Okay. What to expect from Joe Biden? Well, let's see. Earlier this week, Joe Biden announced that he was appointing Javier Becerra to become the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, the only problem was he called him Javier Becerra or something like that, some stupid name, and he mispronounced his name twice. Tells you what's going on there. He doesn't even know who the hell he's appointing. You certainly would know the name of the person and know how to pronounce it. Now, the news brings more clearly into focus what we can now expect from a Biden administration, because we were told in advance about this, and now we're seeing it all come into focus. Now, Javier Becerra is currently the Attorney General of the state of Florida, and he is way off to the left. His claim to fame, Little Sisters of the Poor, going after them, telling them that they had to have birth control medications and prescriptions and this, that, and all that stuff. And, you know, it's hard to create, even in imagination, a nominee for this kind of position who would be of deeper concern to anybody who's pro-life or pro-marriage or pro-religious liberty, because this guy's anything but. And given what we know right now about Javier Becerra, there's no reason whatsoever, not one shred of evidence or hope, that he would not do everything within his power to try to advance the left's agenda at an absolute cost to religious liberty rights again, because he's already done it. And that's how he's functioned as Attorney General of California. So you wonder why the Republicans are out there en masse saying that we aren't going to support this pick? Of course they're not. Now, remember this. Joe Biden's calling for Medicare for all, remember? He also said that it's going to raise taxes on the middle class, remember? But his Health and Human Services pick, Mr. Becerra, calls it his solution. In other words, it's his idea. Sure it is. Sure it is. We didn't even hear about him until just in the last few days. He's been basically off in left field. By the way, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri says the Biden plan to force girls to let transgenders play girls' sports and use their locker rooms is a startling revelation of where Joe Biden's mind is at right now. And everybody's wondering about him anyway. Former Pennsylvania governor and Democrat, longtime Democrat Ed Rendell, former chairman of the party, says that packing the Supreme Court makes absolutely no sense at all. That's been talked about. And then there's Eric Swalwell. I guess we'll have to call him Swally Swalwell. He says he was shocked when the FBI alerted him about this China spy. You know, the guy is a real doofus. For 4 years, all we've heard is Trump is a Russian agent. And we've heard him question Laura Trump's German heritage, too. Eric Swalwell. You folks in California, do yourself a favor. You want to launch a recall against somebody along with the governor that's out there? Newsom? Get rid of Eric Swalwell. He's a security risk. He's already proven that. He's a security risk. And by the way, while we're on the subject of risks, the Federal Trade Commission in 48 states have filed a lawsuit to break up Facebook. They want Facebook to get rid of Instagram and WhatsApp, which is what monopolized them in the business. We'll see where all that goes. And also, YouTube. You hear about YouTube? YouTube is going to remove all videos questioning Joe Biden's election victory anything to do with election fraud is going, even as the legal challenges continue. Yep. There you go. Only in America, right? Only in America. And the other thing that we've now also heard about is that the Biden HUD pick, Housing and Urban Development, Marcia Fudge, once vouched for a domestic abuser who later wound up killing his wife. She said he was a good guy and he got out of jail. Well. And then there's Portland, and I just talked about that in the last segment, but it's worth bringing up again. Another Chaz rises in Portland. Portland cops were attacked when they went in there to try to clear the section out. Now they're considering their options and what they're going to do next. The mayor's told them, get rid of it. Don't want it. Well, I already made my suggestion. Get a bulldozer. Bulldoze all that stuff down that they got out there in the street or anything that's out there blocking anything or anybody. And then there's Kamala Harris. Kamala. She is vowing amnesty for all, in her words, not mine, 11 million of the illegals that are in the United States within the first 100 days of the Biden-Harris administration. Well, I might have had it right to begin with Harris Biden. But anyway, she's vowing amnesty. Now, that 11 million is not the correct number. It's 20, 25, 30, whatever the number is, but it's more than 11 million. And she's also favoring restarting the immigration from the terror hotbeds that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, banned. Remember? She wants to bring them into the mix again. Good Lord. What's next? All right. I'm going to give Mary an opportunity here. Okay, Mary, what's up?
Hi, Captain. Just something to consider with Elon Musk moving from California to Texas. How do you think all those big pickup trucks and trucks are going to run on electricity? That truck that he built, the electric one, which he's building in Texas,
yep.
I heard it was running downhill on gravity, and I can't even get a decent phone battery. Yeah, he needs to rethink his thinking down in Texas.
Well, that's because we gave up all the battery making material over there in Afghanistan to the Chinese.
Yeah, but pickup trucks need all gas. Right.
Yeah,
they
know.
Need gas.
Yeah, or diesel.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, they do, and it's true. You know. And by the way, electric semis. I still am laughing about that one. 80,000-pound electric semi going down the highway. It isn't going to happen. It isn't going to happen. There's no way in hell that you can take that kind of a load, go uphill, downhill. It's not flat pavement. If it was flat, it might be a little different story. But anyway, it is what it is. And, of course, the lithium, the batteries for the lithium over there in Afghanistan, that's China getting that stuff with the help of North Korea's machinery. Oh, well, onward we go, right? Okay, that's another great start to your Thursday morning. I'll be back tonight with more. Friday morning, we're going to have plenty more. Have a great day. Stay safe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.